Right now, stay tuned as our regular guest Joan Lewis takes a look back at key events here in the Vatican over Holy Week. Joan, thank you for joining us here on this Easter day, the great Feast of the Resurrection.
And happy Easter to you. Always a very beautiful, long week of masses and liturgies and processions and Via Crucis in the Vatican. And
the real culmination of the Church's year, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I can remember as a child, though, wondering how come Christmas wasn't more important, because if Jesus hadn't been born, he couldn't have died. So
that's a very rigorous childhood logic, isn't it?
Yes, it really, really is.
But let's look back for the moment at some of the events of this Holy Week, which began, of course, on Palm Sunday with a celebration of World Youth Day. And it was actually the 25th anniversary, wasn't it, of the
beginning
of these events?
Does it seem possible? You and I were here when the first one,
right.
You know,
makes us very old, doesn't
took
it?
Place. Yeah. Well, we were teenagers at the time. Give me a break. But no, it was a wonderful celebration, as you said, the 25th anniversary. And, of course, Palm Sunday is always a beautiful celebration. In the last 25 years, it's been World Youth Day is celebrated on a diocesan level on Palm Sunday. So all throughout the world, young people were united. And a huge, huge crowd in St. Peter's Square for Pope Benedict's Mass, at which he did recall that 25 years ago, he said, my beloved predecessor invited young people to profess their faith in Christ. And he said, today I renew this appeal in the new generations to bear witness with, and I love this, with the mild but luminous power of truth. Bear witness that the men and women of the third millennium may not lack their most authentic model, Jesus Christ. And the Pope urged young people to be not afraid when following Christ leads to misunderstandings and affronts. And he said, serve him in the weakest and the most disadvantaged people, especially your own peers in difficulty. So very beautiful words. And even the preceding Thursday, of course, when he'd met with the young people, he said the same thing. Do not be afraid, echoing, obviously, John Paul's words of many years ago.
Monday, March the 29th, then, as you mentioned, was the day that the Church chose to remember the fifth anniversary of the death of John Paul II, even though he actually died on April the 2nd.
Right, which, of course, this year was Good Friday, so you don't even have Masses on Good Friday. There would have been no way to liturgically, correctly celebrate the anniversary on the actual day of death. But for the Mass Monday evening, also present was Cardinal Stanislaw Żywiec, the Archbishop of Krakow, naturally for just under 40 years, the personal private secretary to John Paul. And of course, there were many pilgrims from Poland. And in the beginning of his homily, the Pope focused on Isaiah's parable to the servant whose faith is unshakable and whose energy does not diminish until completing the task assigned to him. And this, of course, people listening are already imagining that what the prophet says of the servant, the Pope explained, we can apply to the beloved John Paul II, how the Pope called him to his service, entrusting him with tasks of ever greater responsibility over the years, and then accompanied him with his grace and his assistance. He said, during his long pontificate, he made prodigious efforts to proclaim the law firmly. But he said, he, in his pontificate, John Paul proclaimed this without weakness or hesitation, especially when he had to face resistance, hostility, and rejection, and in a way that does make you think of the accusations that have come in recent days to our own Pope Benedict himself.
Many people saw that as a kind of response.
They did, to his accusations of the Pope covering up or being somehow implicated in the cases in different countries of a cover-up of the sexual abuse instances involving, you know, clergy. So you can almost feel his own sadness at that. He, a priest who loves God, who loves the priesthood, who loves the Church, his huge sadness, which we saw in his letter to the Irish Catholics. Anyway, no, it was another beautiful point that the Pope made returning to the Monday Mass was, he said, the whole life of the Venerable John Paul II passed under the sign of charity, of the capacity to give himself generously, unreservedly, without measure or calculation. And what moved him was his love for Christ, a superabundant and unconditional love. And of course, that's what our faith is all about. It's not about laws or commandments or rules. They're there. Our faith is about a man. It's Christ. We're Christians because we're supposed to be followers of Christ. And if anybody followed him, to the max, it was John Paul.
Just moving on to Wednesday then, Pope Benedict focused, didn't he, on the most important events of this Holy Week, the Triduum,
right.
These 3 days commemorating Jesus' passion and death and being laid in the tomb.
And he explains the Easter Triduum, a word, of course, referring Triduum to 3 days. And he said, this is a time devoted to silent prayer and contemplation of the mystery of Christ's passion, of the Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. And he said, the liturgies these days, these past days for us, invite us to ponder Christ's saving sacrifice and his promise of new life. And the Pope made particular reference to this year for priests when he said the Holy Thursday Chrism Mass, which was in St. Peter's Basilica, and he said this is when priests renew the promises made on the day of their ordination. So how special this was this year, the Chrism Mass for priests in this year for priests. Pope Benedict said, may priests everywhere be conformed ever more closely to Christ as heralds of his message of hope, reconciliation, and peace. And then, of course, on Holy Thursday, we always have two Masses, and there was the Mass of the Lord's Supper, which is at the Pope's Cathedral Church of St. John Lateran, and that was celebrated Thursday evening, recalls the institution, of course, of two sacraments, of the Eucharist and Holy Orders.
With the ceremony of the washing of the feet, of course, a very symbolic gesture of service that the Pope always carries out.
Very, very beautiful gesture, and carried out throughout the world in Masses that take place on Holy Thursday evening. And then the Pope spoke of Good Friday, and of course, for years, you know, he's led the Via Crucis at the Colosseum, as he did this year. And then, actually, the most astonishing thing, if you remember, 5 years ago was when he wrote the Reflections. He was Cardinal Ratzinger, not yet the Pope. And I mean, like 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, he was going to be the Pope, but he wrote the Reflections for the Via Crucis, which have been quoted many, many times since then. So the Pope talks about Good Friday. He says, we enter into the mystery of Christ's redemptive death, and this invites us to contemplate the deep relationship between the Last Supper and the sacrifice of Calvary. And then obviously moving to the Easter Vigil, the Pope said this vigil proclaims the resurrection of Christ and his victory over sin and death. And obviously the vigil going right into Easter Sunday, which we are celebrating. And he said, may the joy of the resurrection even now fill our hearts as we prepare to celebrate the great events of the Lord's Passover from death to the fullness of life. So a wonderful summary of the Triduum, and events our listeners will have seen on television and heard the radio reports of them as they took place.
And just time to wish all our listeners a wonderful, blessed Easter, and to thank you, Joan, for being with us once
Indeed.
Again to look back over these events.
And
of
happy
Holy Week.
Easter to everyone.